always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your grown man, Don Christian.
Oh, and your girl, Miss Cole.
That's right. I'm joined with my sister, Miss Cole. And you know what, man? We excited to get it in. Miss Cole, actually, her and Fofilla came up with the topic of today, right?
Fofilla
and Miss Cole. She don't want no credit.
No, I just delivered it.
Okay, she just delivered the message.
I was, yeah.
So what's the topic on today? What's the topic all about?
Image is everything. Or is it?
Image is everything, or is it? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about that. She kind of put a whole new spin on it when she came into the studio. I was like, oh, I didn't think about it like that. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see what's up. Yeah, she want to see what people got to say, what they're going to talk about, man. We want to talk about really what's going on in the world today. Is our image important? You know what I'm saying? What do we got to do to make sure people are seeing the God in us, and you know what I'm saying? What are they really seeing? If they're not seeing that, you know, then we got to check ourselves, man. And that's really what's up. We're going to have the homie. Who we going to have with us?
We got The Voice.
The Voice, man. And he's going to be sharing his testimony, his heart, his music ministry. Man, we're going to talk about a lot of things with him, his role in his church. That's really what it's all about, man. We got him on. He's chilling. He said he had a tough day today. But hey, he's here, man, and as he said, he wants to make sure God is uplifted, man. And we pray the same thing, man. That's the whole thing, the whole vision about Yada Thy King is praise to the King. Yada means praise. The King is none other than Jesus Christ
himself.
And as the homie The Voice says, thou art the Christ, man. And we're going to hear some of his music, man. If you haven't heard The Voice, for some people, they might not have heard it that follow Yada Thy King. For others, it might just be reintroducing who he is, his sound. And man, we're gonna make sure our image is looking right. So a lot of the music that we got today is about image. What you got to say about that, Miss Cole?
Look at that.
That's right, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna keep it, we're gonna start the show off with a homie from the West Coast. His name is Clister. This song that he sent in is called No No No, and it's talking about temptation, man, and making sure he's keeping himself from temptation and making sure that, you know what I'm saying, he's having a clear image of who Christ is. Hint, hint. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the image. Let's check it out on Yada Thy King Radio. Let's go.
No, no, no. No, no, no. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight. Girl, I'm cool. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with you.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
Mrs. Clothing consistent, her only inches. She moves in a way that leaves men astray with the sway of a midriff. Dishes, poisonous kisses, and this is the kiss tonight that hey man has to fight. No, you done seen it tight. She just likes being light. Mrs. Attention, oh, needs attention more. Mostly baby just insecure. If she is sane, she's very immature. She doesn't understand the God who adores beyond any other source. She's on another course. That's that the virtue, no remorse. Her game is smooth, sun like it's oil dip. Her lips, honey drip. Eyes make your heart see these scratch skip. Fully equipped to make a man trip, stumble and fall. She got the church looking like the mall. So no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight. Girl, I'm cool. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you in shoes.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
Baby's mama,
constantly trying to work it out. Jane Fonda, no virtue and no honor. I ponder her like the wind that the fan blew. I'm so cool up to you, boo boo. The thing that you do do, them games, them is usual to help me focus on Christ. You are not useful, so I'ma hit the gas by passion and neutral. Sorry, Miss Day, but the feelings ain't mutual. This is what you could do. Read Proverbs, chapter 5 and 7. You should focus on those two, cause that is where you at. Ain't ready for the bag, chapter 31. That's what you should grow to. I hope you take heed, but as for you and me, nah, this can never be. And I'm so sorry if you offended, but I'm a man of God. Never leave my heart unattended.
No, 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 no. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with shoes. Girl, I'm straight. Girl, I'm cool. Yeah. Nah, try
to kick it with you. Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
No, fool. No, 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 no. I try to kick it with you.
There's something about you I can't get with. Looking for so much more. All these things you're offering, I didn't have before.
You can keep stopping.
You can keep stopping.
Request and I delete it. She said she loves Jesus, but judging by her cleavage, I don't believe it. That's just like the clothing that don't even fit. And I ain't impressed with your little bitty dress. As if fighting lust isn't hard enough, she hikes it up to put us to the test. Her doorstep leads to death. So I urge you, brethren, to please keep it stepping. This is what you should do. No, no suggestions. This is pain relief, no Excedrin. Without virtue, she is not fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, she is going to drop 9. And I am not trying to kick it with the girl who ain't in line with the divine. Yeah, your body is cool, but it's the faith that makes you fine. You might make a good wife someday, baby, just not mine.
No, 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 no.
Your grind, you give me everything I need, but I really want your time.
I want your time.
I must confess, it's hard to express how I'm feeling, but yeah. I'm growing blocks of bitterness, quickly becoming builders. Listen, you're never home, to the point that I don't notice when you're gone. I'm getting older, but I'm growing all alone.
I'm all alone.
How can you raise me without even knowing me? Everything I do is just to get you to notice.
Look,
you realize you're the great influence in my life, and your absence just might be what's ruining my life. I got questions, but we don't talk on the usual. My friends are having sex, and I'm wondering, should I do it to you? Who should I go to if you were never there?
Where?
And if you never ask, will you ever be aware? You say you care for me, you don't get it apparently.
Nah.
I'm young and just a child, I need my parent to parent me.
Look at my life, look at my pain, look at my tears, these tears I've shed. I feel so alone, ain't nobody to talk to. Cause all the days that I spent without you, it's like a
your time.
I want your time.
I stay in fresh J's, laced in new gear, but I would trade it all if I'd only have you here.
Just
I smell a dough to you blowing, cause it be so potent. Oh yeah, I know this, but you don't think I'ma wanna smoke it. I see your love for the streets and I want that love too. You taught me to be hard, but you rarely tell me I love you.
Please,
moms
love
be
me.
Mad, she always be talking bad about you. But honestly, Dad, I don't think I'll become a man without you,
man.
And she be gone, matter of fact, she never home. She clubbing the work and I'm living like I'm already grown.
I'm already
I got a place
grown
to stay, yeah, and can shine at the mall. But I'll honestly say I don't have no guidance at all. You say you come for me, but don't know I can barely read. I'm young and just a child, I need my parents to parry me.
Look at my pain, look at my tears, these tears I've shed. I feel so alone with nobody to talk to. Cause all the days that I spent without you, it's like the wind.
You're at church, I see your love for God. You
I
give
do
me everything I need, but I really need your time.
I need your time.
Your godly life and love for people amazes
man
me. But tell me, should the church take my mom and my dad away from
no
me? Away from I'll say
me
this simply, you know a lot spiritually involved in ministry, but often you don't remember me.
Remember
you
me
teach the youth,
yeah,
you show them how to model and live.
Yeah.
But at home, you've never shown me what the gospel
but
is.
I
I've seen you share with those seeming direly hopeless. Inside, I cry because we've never cracked the Bible open. And I'm dealing with pressure and don't know what to do.
Dude,
know what it's like to be the only Christian in your school.
I
bumped at 116, they tell me to live unashamed. But there's war with those around you on another thing. You study thoroughly but don't get it apparently.
No,
I'm a babe in the faith, I need my parents to parent me.
Look at my life, look at my pain, look at my tears, these tears I shed. I feel so alone with nobody to talk to. Cause all the days that I spent without you, it's like a year, like a year.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com.
Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
Yada King NBA playoff advertisers.
Check it out, man. We're going to offer three of the following for only $40. Splash page and 30-second commercial, as well as banners for 1 month. Background page, 30-second commercial and banners for 1 month. Or 30-second commercial and banners for 3 months. Check it out. You want to get at us during the NBA playoffs.
As soon as a champion emerges, this deal is over. So go to yada.king.com and advertise today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yes, yes, y'all. As we talking about image today, one key thing to create our image is role models, man. And we got to make sure we got the right role models. That song right there was Parent Me by the homie Jason featuring JR. The video is bananas. We want y'all to go check that out. But we got the homie, The Voice, with us right now here on Yada Da King Radio, man. And what we're going to do is we're going to get into the interview and we're going to ask him about his testimony. Miss Cole, I'm going to let you do that.
You just asked him.
No, I'm going to let you do it.
But you just...
Go ahead, Miss Cole.
Share your testimony with us, The Voice.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who don't know, my name is Phil The Voice Roberts. The Voice is just a nickname. You know, I'm a son of the Lord Jesus Christ. through the adoption given to me by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm a husband, I'm a daddy, a pastor, and an MC, a label owner. I got a lot of hats that I wear. So when we talk about identity and talking about testimony, that really rings home to me, y'all. So, yeah, you know, I was raised in church. I was raised around the Word. I was raised around godly people. But there's a difference between knowing about God and knowing Him. And not right. on some cliche campiness, but on a real talk. It had to come to a point for me where I didn't come to church, but where I really became the church and where I really became the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's where my life was fully submitted to the Lordship of Christ. So, yeah, I was raised around church, man. I was in the church a lot. I was around a lot of really amazing, powerful services and powerful people. But my heart for many, many years was far from the Lord. And so, man, I was kind of like that prodigal, you know, messing with sin, messing with the girls, messing around, just doing my thing. And I remember one night my parents drove me into church on a Sunday night. Man, it's always those Sunday nights. It was for me. And, man, the Lord was just pulling heavy on my heart. I could feel it, the Holy Spirit, just His conviction. So that's kind of how we say it. But all that means is that I felt internally a discontent, that I was not right.
Right.
That if I were to, you know, be at a place where I would have passed from this world into the next, I would not be right with God.
Right.
And so I just got really tired of walking away from God's path, and I submitted my life that night to the Lordship of Christ Jesus, and I just fell on my knees, man. There was a brokenness in my spirit,
yeah.
And the tears flowed, and God's healing came forth, and it was from that point on that I really made an assertive effort to fully follow Christ to the best of my ability. And there's been, you know, ups and downs, I think, like lots of us. But since that time, man, my life's never been the same. And I had started rapping at about 11 years old. So by that time, I was about 15 when I really fully submitted to Christ and really just accepted Him as my Lord and let Him call the shots. And when I did that, man, things just flipped. The Lord started, you know, getting me built up, making me accountable to some folks and getting discipled in the likeness of Christ Jesus. And so I definitely needed those role models and those people in my life that could speak into me and really encourage me and call me on the carpet when I was in sin or when I was playing with sin. And so I think godly role models that exhibit the fruits of the Spirit are a necessity.
Right.
We need to guard those, I believe, though, too, because a lot of times we can get folks and let them just speak right into our hearts when they don't have godly character.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that their life has a track record of character and that they live according to the standards of Scripture and that they meet the requirements of what an elder should look like according to the New Testament, man. So that's how I live my life, man. And ever since then, just been growing in godliness. I've dropped the ball many times, and as we all have. The Bible says he who says he's without sin is a liar. So there's been many times where I have fallen and been in need. The Bible says the righteous man falls seven times, but each time the Lord gets him up. But
yeah.
it's been that progressive bell curve, man, and just growing more in the likeness and the similitude of Christ Jesus by the mercy and the grace of God. And so it's been a great journey, man. And at about, you know, 17, I started really hitting some of those shows real hard and just getting involved in hip-hop urban ministry, man. So that's where it's been ever since.
Man, that's awesome, man. He's going in. What I like to do is ask this, man. What has God really been revealing to you as of late? How is He shaping your testimony even today, man? Because I still believe God is working on our testimonies.
Oh, you know it, bro. You know it. You know, when we're born into Christ, we're born again. You know, like when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. So, you know, we are babes in Christ when we first come to Him. So I'm always trying to grow, man. I'd say one of the most heavy things the Lord is really challenging me on is on deeper levels of faith, just to really trust Him. And when God speaks, just as He spoke, kind of like what my pastor was talking about today at church, when God spoke to Abraham, man, He just went. He went. And He didn't have a whole picture of what it was going to look like. His wife's womb was dried up. He was an old man. There was no way they were going to have kids without a miracle. But see, when God directs us, we got to be obedient. And it's that faith that Abraham had that I just become so, in a good way, just jealous of. I want to be like that. I want to be, when I hear the voice of God saying, you know what, Phil, do this thing, even though it makes me, you know, start this label, Vine Style Records. But Lord, there's a million labels, God, but You've directed me to do this. And when I've done it, I've just seen the good hand of God and His provision just manifest and seeing His favor. You know what I'm saying? So God is taking me in these new journeys, you know, with different ministries that I'm involved in, just to be willing to step out and be like, yeah, man, I'll be counted amongst those who are chosen. I'll be counted amongst those who say, send me, Lord, I will go. And just to step out when you don't even really see the road you're going to step on, you know. And so I'd say that's one of the biggest things God's been really pushing me and my family to do.
Okay, man. Well, look, check this out. We're going to go to one of your songs right now, Turn to You, from The Voice. Man, tell them a little bit about this song as we go into that.
Yeah, this is an exclusive. Y'all just broke the record, so for y'all heard this, this is a break of this record. So it's definitely on the album, but it's my next single. We have not dropped it officially yet, but you guys definitely got a little exclusive on this joint, so y'all got to break that. It's my next video. Working on that with Adam Tillman Young from Bang Pop Photo. That joint will be out. He's the dude who did the video for Dower to Christ. That video should be out within a month, and so we're looking to campaign that. Month, maybe a month and a half, depending on how it goes. So, yeah, man, it's a great song. Pretty much what it talks about is how we can look to sex, we can look to money, we can look to different things to fulfill us and to make us feel satisfied, but only Christ really, truly, and wholly satisfies the person, because we're made in the image of God. So that's what the song talks about.
All right, let's hop into that on Yada the King Radio. Let's check it out.
Y'all want to, right? I know y'all do. But that money pool on you like a tow truck do. Crazy how that grind got a hold on you. Now, homie, I ain't scolding you. I been there too. Steady chasing after green. Try and stack car money, call it whipped cream. Thinking happiness coming with a couple things. One or two necklaces and a pinky ring. Until y'all get what you hope for. We ain't never satisfied, now we only want more. Yeah, I think we all lost focus. Drunk off materialism is still hopeless. You fly, really understand my mind. I really am fitting to ask why I didn't turn away from the lies much quicker than sex and money satisfy my heart and soul and mind. I just need to turn to you. Just need to turn to you. Do right, I know y'all do, but that sex pull on you like a riptide do. Crazy how that grind got a hold on you. Now, homie, I ain't scolding you. I been there too. Steady feeling all alone, so we roll to the club, bathing our cologne. Step up on the floor, pretending that we grown, hoping for a rub so we can take her home. Oh nah, we ain't never satisfied. Even when our sex drive just got gratified. Yeah, I think we all lost focus. Drunk off sexual pleasures, still hopeless. You fly, really understand my mind. I really am fitting to ask why I didn't turn away from the lies much quicker than sex and money satisfy my heart and soul and mind. I just need to turn to you. Just need to turn to you. Y'all wanna do right, now ain't that true? But this world bring pressure like G-Force do. Ain't nothing in the world could ever resource you and feel the emptiness like D-Lord do. True, and I know it firsthand. I was lost in the desert searching for my promised land. Self-medicating, overdosing on pleasure. Full of substitutes and hungry for something better. Yeah, until I got what I needed. Purpose in my life, true joy, I completed. Yeah, I think I got my focus. Turn to the Lord, discover what real hope is. You fly, really understand my mind. I really am fitting to ask why I didn't turn away from the lies much quicker than sex and money satisfy my heart and soul and mind. I just need to turn to you. Just need to turn to you.
Now I'm hot, not memory. Tell me you're right. slip, now I win.
My turn.
A zero, now after the one like 10. Now I write bars with a pen for them boys behind bars. Trapped in a pen, spit fire for the king so they can know him, so they can trust him, so they can love him. Hello, he my king redeems. Anybody homeboy, look at me. Dean, vile and worthless, but he done purchased. I, man, I love my life.
I know they thinking that I wouldn't do right. That I be thugging for the rest of my life. Stuck to the top, no chance for the life. But life find Christ and life find life. Got me a wife, do it quite fine. Forward like time, no, I won't rewind. I love my life.
Now it ain't never been sweet. I remember nights when your boy can't sleep. Fuzz on E in a red IB. Like I was lactose intolerant, but in OG. Stop band riding on E. Ray Charles, homie, I could not see. High paid bill doing ministries free. Great job, brother, you touch me. No, I bound still riding on E. Trusting on he, but my incoming bills, they just on me. And it ain't just me. Had to come through for my family. The wife and the babies, they counting on me. Holy ATM, not what I want. I want them to beat the Lord, I need some money. And I'm still Ray Charles, but now no job. No lie, it's hard, but I trust God. Still going hard, waiting for the rain to fall. Jumping on stage for y'all. You flesh rather hit the block, it. Whoever on top, knock their head off and take their spot. Nah, I stick to the Lord, cut through it all. My house never missed a meal, dog.
I know they thinking that I wouldn't do right. That I be thugging for the rest of my life. Stuck to the top, no chance for the life. But life find Christ and life find life. Got me a wife, do it quite fine. Forward like time, no, I won't rewind. I love my life. Man, I love this life.
At the end of the day, Lord, thank you. Cause there ain't never been a time you ain't came through.
Always.
Daily, your mercies are new. Dark gray sky, but you always had a patch of blue. Yes, and I knew, though I didn't have a clue, that you would do exactly what you said you'd do. Day after day, your miracles grew you bigger and bigger as I began to move. Out of your way, let you do you while you made rules so I could better serve you.
Okay.
Standing on faith, knowing the best to come. And I run, even if on my back I got about a ton. No one ever been as real as the sun in my life. There ain't nothing like my hands when I fight. In the dark, my life. When I'm dead, my life. Man, I love my Christ.
I know they thinking that I wouldn't do right. That I'd be thugging for the rest of my life. Stuck to the dark, no chance for the life. But now I find Christ and now I find life. Got me a wife, do it quite fine. Forward like time, no, I won't rewind. I love my life.
Yo, that was Chino Life talking about he loves his life. And that's what it is when you get with God, man. And we got somebody that's repping God hard body, as some cats say. You know what I'm saying? Who say that? R. Swift? That's something R. Swift be saying. But anyway, we got the homie, the voice. He's chilling with us, man. And what I want to ask is, why do you feel God called you to use Christian hip hop to be able to relate and impact this generation?
Yeah, man. Man, I was a youngster, man. Early teens when the Lord really gave me a call on it, man. And I was working out here on the West Coast. There was a label back in the day called Ansel Records, man. Back in like 93, right around there. And they put out some early Crystal Lewis records. And I was friends with some dudes who had an underground hip-hop magazine. And so I was around a lot of it and had been writing rap since I was 11. And just felt the bug, man, but then was really struggling with that concept of what does it mean to be called, man. And I think to be called to this or to any other work is when you know that you can do nothing else.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When everything else just is like, man, I can't do that and be content in my spirit.
Can I get an amen?
Almost like I'd be in sin if I'm not doing this thing.
Yeah.
And so that's how it began to be for me. I've always been an evangelist and always had a heart for the lost. And the Lord gave me, it was a direct gift from the Lord. I was not born with it. The Lord gave me the gift of flow. And so I prayed for it literally because I thought it was dope and God gave it to me. And so I just started using it, man, writing lyrics, and then got connected with Ansel for a compilation back in 1994 called Sanctifunctified, man. And it was this crazy West Coast kind of thing, but it actually went international. And so if you're old school gospel hip hopper, you'll know about it. And I was in a group with my sister back then. And so it was dope, man. We just started getting our feet wet. So, you know, it was back around that time where the Lord spoke to me ironically from the same scripture that I quoted here a couple minutes ago, which was that 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it talks about the many gifts and the many roles in the body of Christ. And so God just confirmed to me, this not only is something I've given you a gift for, but it's something I want you to do. And so we've been doing it, man. I've been doing it ever since. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Miss Cole, you got a question for him, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My computer was one from D-White. Hold on.
Well, I'm going to ask this, man. With your label, you know what I'm saying, Vine Style Records, I want to know, you know what I'm saying, if you guys just only had one purpose, for those that are listening, they're like, man, okay, I'm feeling the voice. But what's the purpose of your label that you want to really drive home to the listener?
Absolutely, man. We have some core values, man. It's like virtue, integrity. We're people that believe in propagating and promoting virtuous ethics. A biblical worldview. We're people that believe in being ministers of integrity, people that walk in integrity, people that walk in accountability.
Yeah,
you know, that's like the V for virtue, I, integrity. It wasn't originally made this way. It was written after, you know, the inspiration of John 15:5. I'm the vine and you're the branches.
Yeah.
But the N, we later turned it into some core principles. And the N is no glory for our flesh. Like, very much we're proactive about redirecting praise and attention to Jesus Christ and not receiving the glory for our own gratification. And just redirecting praise to God as opposed to soaking it up. You know what I'm saying? And then having that distinct E that is the evangelistic leg of Vine Style Records, where it is our goal to permeate secular and Christian media outlets for the glory of the cross and to evangelize souls, man. So that's really what we're all about, man. And understanding that if we don't abide in Christ and have that abiding lifestyle, kind of like Andrew Murray wrote about, the abiding life of remaining in Christ, just as Christ remained in the Father. If we don't remain in Christ, then we will bear no fruit and we can do nothing. And so that's just always our reminder, man, that if we're not Vine Style, guess what? We definitely aren't going to be doing things for the kingdom of God and man, things that will last.
Man, that's what's up. Go ahead, Ms. Carl.
So we got a question from D. White. What artists have impacted your life the most, or artists that you look up to the most?
That's good.
Man, well, as a youngster, man, as this real shorty dude, I was really impacted by a lot of East Coast hip-hop music, man. I'm going to say this is B.C., before Christ, and so don't think I'm endorsing these artists, but you want to say who impacted me, I'm going to tell you stylistically who impacted me. People like Nas, people like Rakim, KRS-One, Leaders of the New School, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul. On the West Coast, people like the Licks, people like Hieroglyphics, Souls of Mischief, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, people that were really on some hip-hop stuff trying to say something. As time moved on, I kind of got into dudes like Common, Talib, and stuff like that, but also always had a soft spot in my heart for West Coast hip-hop and gangster rap, just because I am the product of my environment. So always loved Cube, man, and just loved stylistically what was going on. Well, now, if we're talking about content, that's a whole different ballgame. So I definitely cannot not say that any of that content is worth listening to if you're trying to get ethical, moral type of content from it. But when it comes to, you know, stylistically and asking me as an artist who impacted me as a shorty, that's who impacted me. On the Christian side of things, I was impacted by groups called like SFC, Dynamic Twins, you know what I'm saying? LPG, the Tunnel Rats as a youngster, Brainwash Projects, who would later, you know, burst into Pigeon John, 3MP, you know, people like that. So, like, yeah, those people were really influential on me. Those were dudes that really impacted me as an artist. But, you know, I try to really, because of the fact that I used to idealize individuals within hip-hop, I made an asserted effort to not really look up too much to people, but to look to God. And that's not on some sort of diss to anybody. It's just that I believe we should keep our eyes on Christ Jesus and not on man. But I definitely could appreciate a lot of the stylistics and people's approaches to music that, you know, that impacted me at that time in my life. At this time, I'm just trying to really dig into scripture, man, as my main inspiration. As I'm writing an album, I don't sit too heavy on anybody's album at all, because I find if you sit too heavy on an album while you're writing, you're going to start emulating them. So I try to dig into the spirit, man, and just like, Lord, what would you have me say? And just depend on him in the creative process, man.
Right. Now, on a personal level, who do you feel has been you know, a huge role model or impacted you? I know you said that you were raised in the church. Is there somebody, and you kind of had, you know, back and forth, and really, you know, there's a point in time where you decided you're really going to live for Christ and show that lifestyle. Yeah. Is there somebody in your life that you could say, you know, I feel like if it wasn't for their prayers, if it wasn't for their encouragement, you know, I'm very grateful and thankful for them in my life?
Yeah, man, I'm always going to go to moms. Yep, straight to moms. Like, yeah,
me,
like,
man.
Straight right there. And, of course, that was before, because now you got to, now, of course, it goes without saying my wife, because my wife is my rib and period. But, like, before I met my wife, mom was the one. You know, she'd be like, yo, Phil, you can do this. You can do this. And when nobody was like, yo, man, nobody believed. Mom believed. It was Jesus and mom. And then when I got married, it was Jesus, mom, and Melanie. And so now Melanie is she numero uno, but mom and Mel right there, man. They just be cheering for me. And my little babies, man, they're my inspiration, man. And, but, yeah, my mom, she kept me in check when she saw me wilding out. She pulled me, she come into the room at 2 o'clock in the morning, sit down and pray with me. You know what I'm saying? And so talk about role models and somebody exhibiting the image of Christ Jesus to a wilding out little boy that was just rebellious and reckless, man. That was mom right there. So, yeah, man, I'm thankful for her input and having a godly dad as well. So, yeah, I had some godly parents, man, that just loved the Lord and loved their family and weren't perfect, but they tried, man. So, and they did a wonderful job, man. They got three kids, and two of them are preachers and one's a psychologist. So I think they did pretty good. God did great, you know?
Praise God, man. And that was a good question for my sister, Miss Cole, man. And with Vinestell Records, man, let's talk about the record label. I know you do the record label full-time as well as pastor at your church. But with the music, I know we got you on, but do you guys only do hip-hop, or is you guys got other genres of music that you guys are using to evangelize?
Man, that's a beautiful question. Currently, it's all urban music. I'm going to call it urban music. And so it is. It's definitely hip-hop. It's definitely something that you would say that sounds like some R&B or something like that, or some pop, but it's urban pop. And so I don't necessarily, I mean, I can get on a pop bridge of a song, but my stuff's not. But, like, Melanie Dawn is coming. She's got some stuff in the pipeline right now that's crazy. And I'm really excited about this different, and that I think is super, super relevant. And she funky like that. She can just come with some craziness. She comes from, you know, like from Europe, and her daddy's a professional musician, and just coming from a real jazz, rock, fusion influence. And when that smashes into some hip-hop, that's really everything you're hearing that's really popping right nowadays. So we're really excited what she has. And it's her own signature sound. It's real talented. Any female vocals that you heard on my album, Loud and Clear, that was female, that was her. And so, yeah, man, really excited about what we're doing on that. And so, yeah, it's mostly urban music, I would say. But there's no doubt I definitely have been heavily involved in the rock side of things, producing other sorts of records, rock, country. I get my hands in anything. I'm a musician, and I love music. And so I would jump right into a jazz arrangement real quick, dog. So I play drums, I play some keys, I play some bass, some guitar. And so I'd love to make a record and make a song, you know, not just a beat, but to make a nice song that really is real coherent, which is kind of crazy because Loud and Clear was a straight ahead, like, rap album. That was like a super rap album that really didn't have too much that was really super ultra pop, except for the last one you just heard. That was my closest. Something real radio. So we definitely are building on that foundation. That's just my personal style, but Sammy Stasel as well as Melanie got a lot more of that, kind of like that more commercial edge that's going to have something else that is more than just a rap song, but something that really is something that y'all could really groove out to and enjoy on a musical level. And there's always that intelligence on everything we do, but yeah, a little bit more coming down the pipeline, man. But yeah.
Okay, man, and I'm going to ask this, man, just because we on Yada That King Radio. Now, since you are the praise and worship leader at your church, man, is there ever going to be, like, some praise and worship album that y'all put out?
I would say without a doubt at some point. And actually, yeah, I would say without a doubt. Now, my style of praise and worship at our church is kind of like a rock sort of influence joint, so it's not really, like, traditional gospel music, but I definitely have my hands in a lot of recordings. So, yeah, man, I wouldn't be surprised. I probably wouldn't be like I'll probably be writing for other folks. But yeah, absolutely. I definitely have our hands in some stuff, man.
Okay, man. And we're going to go to your song, Thou Art the Christ. Now, when I heard this, you know what I'm saying? He sampled the dude, like the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the vocal Bible. And I thought, oh, man, this is dope. You know what I'm saying? So tell the people a little bit about this joint, Thou Art the Christ, man.
Yeah, man. This beat was originally made by Sam Esteso. He had it. And I was like, man, this thing's crazy. So I got in the studio with him. We just tweaked a couple kicks and threw some extra sound effects in and just turned it into a record, man, that was something that I felt really, really was, I would say, the gem of the album in that the whole album really concisively builds to this song and then decrescendos from that point. And so it's the gem of the album, as Jesus is the gem of our hearts, man. And so it just talks about who he is, you know, and who he's not. And it's a little bit provocative. Some people think it's a little bit antagonistic, but it definitely is not that. It was something that was meant to really try to strip away all the cultural ideologies that we misconceive to be biblical, and to present who is the biblical Jesus Christ, and let that resonate with the hearts of the non-believers so they can make a decision for him. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. So let's get into this joint, man. The Voice, Thou Art the Christ, on Yada Da King Radio. Let's check it out.
Now you hold the shine on the corner saying God hate gays, and expect they gon' step into church and get saved. Or better yet, how we believe in real Christians rock hate propaganda on picket signs and wristbands that leave a taste in my mouth like rotten fruit. Cause the Jesus of the Bible laid dinner with the prostitutes. Folks saying he a crush or a legend, they only use his name when they be cursing the stressor. Man, I confess it on what I done the same. They say it's an expression, others say it's used to vain. But if it is, yeah, we need it like an IV. 30 cc's to the truth will make the blind see. The picture blurry, let me clear it up like Visine. I'm here to shine light in the dark, my flows is high beams. It all depends on what you call on the fan. Was Christ just a good teacher, was he God or a man?
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art the Christ.
Yo, you gotta call him something, but you can't call him nothing.
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art the Son of the Living.
He gotta be the most misunderstood, most misquoted, Fox News commentated, right wing voted, blonde hair, blue eyed, misillustrated, and every artistic depiction that's been created, misrepresented by many who claim his name, rejected by religious folk for going against the grain. One call him prophet, other call him a savior, but some call him savior just to profit off the paper. Some say political, the holy man. Some say he was God, others only man. But one say he perfect, others say he a sinner. They claim he sat down with common to eat dinner. Now what kind of spiritual leader would do that? I guess the type to meet people right where they at, man. It all depends on what you calling a fan. Was Christ just a good teacher, was he God or a man?
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art the Christ.
Yo, you gotta call him something, but you can't call him nothing.
Thou art the Christ, thou art, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art, Son of the Living God.
Okay, man. 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, ancient prophecies record the details of his life. Let's start first with this family tree. See, it was prophesied there in Jeremiah 23. That he be a descendant of King David. Bloodline matches, y'all can check it, he made it. Moving right along there to Psalm 22. The Bible says his hands and his feet get pierced through. The next prophecy was recorded by Zechariah about the blood money given for the life of the Messiah. 30 silver coins, the exact amount. It's written 500 years before we got sold out. Now I could keep going, but I'm pressed for time. I couldn't fit 300 other prophecies in my rhymes. See, secular historians have verified his life, and one living during his time spoke high to Christ. His name was Josephus, he validated Jesus. His life, death, resurrection, miracles, and teachings. But what compels me more to believe is the fact that his disciples died alone in the streets. See, I truly doubt if what they preached was a lie, that everyone except Judas be willing to die. And 500 eyewitnesses said they saw him risen. It only take one though to send your butt to prison. So if Christ is who he says he is, and he rose all up out of the grave, and you and I really need to call the man who he truly is, the only name by which men are saved. Let's shout it out.
Thou art the Christ, thou art, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ.
Christ. Thou art the 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 Son of the living God. Christ.
Hey, I know a lot of cats get it twisted, man. You see us rocking these shows and climbing these charts. They might think it's about us. It's about the king. Chris Lee. Bro. All about you. Let's get it.
Motivation. That's what you are. You're the only drink that I be serving in my bar. You're a vacation. Let's rent a car and drive me away from the stress that's killing my heart. I'm with it.
I'm down.
Let's get it. Now honestly, life to me worth the living. And now you're looking at the man you see because of who you are and all that you've done.
For the hand of my heart, one hand.
Yeah, the song right there was the homie Chris Lee Cobbins featuring Pro. and it's all about you. And we're going to hop on this topic, man. Now, the topic came up from Fulfilla and Miss Cole. They was chopping it up and they were just talking about image. So the question is image everything? And I'm going to ask Voice right off top, is image everything, man?
Man, I guess it depends on how you define image, man. And I would say if we're taking it in the understanding of how, you know, secular, non-biblical culture would understand image, we're talking about what I'm presenting, the packaging, the car I drive, you know what I'm saying, the clothes that I rock, those sort of things. If that's what you consider as your image being everything, then I'd say you're in a place that's really dangerous, because you're willing to do all types of stuff, spend all types of money, and do all types of things that'll make you be perceived by others that don't even know you.
Yeah.
In a false light. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel because of that, I think that's a dangerous place, when the most important audience that we should be, you know what I'm saying, trying to impress is the Lord Jesus Christ, who sees us when we're, you know, alone in our house in our sweats, or he sees us when we're out on the street in our finest gear. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, if that's how you perceive that sense, if it's everything, I would say you're mistaken. You know, I guess that would be my answer.
Okay, so he brought a whole nother spin to it, Miss Cole, which he did when she walked in. She was like, or is image everything, or is not? So, you know what I'm saying? But let's talk about our image. What is some ways that we need to present ourselves as Christians, man?
Oh, is that a question to me?
Yeah, sir.
My bad. So image, how the way we present ourselves. I think, you know, I love the Pauline scriptures, you know, what the Apostle Paul has written about, you know, the character of a godly man, you know what I'm saying? As he's talking to Timothy, saying, you know, be the husband of one wife, you know, have your kids in control.
Yeah.
Living a godly life, you know what I'm saying, and exhibiting character. You know, I think we have, you know, when it comes to, you know, image, I think we should represent the image of Christ Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like more than anything we rock or wear on a, you know, on the TV, if you're in videos, or if you're doing music, or if you're just living life, going to work, going out, you know what I'm saying? The most important thing that you can put on yourself is humility and kindness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And love. And you know, those are the things that I really think that are the earmarkers of people of Christ as Christians. How we should perceive identity, that man, we are to be the image of the invisible God. We're to be the image of Christ, you know, yes, what I'm saying, to the lost, and let them know us by our fruit. So I think, you know, dressing up, my mama used to always tell me, she'd say, Phil, before you get dressed and you dress your body, make sure you dress your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, oh,
so like
goodness.
That was something that really always stuck with me, is that, man, let my heart be prepared, let me be clothed in that humility, in that joy, in that simplicity that comes in knowing the Lord Jesus, so that others can be drawn to him, and I can utilize that as a springboard just to jump right up into the scene and share the love of Christ with them. You know, I don't know if that answers it totally, but you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. And so speaking of that, man, with your image, what are some things, you said a few things that would show that our image is in God, but what are some other things that would show and reflect Christ in our image?
Like practically, I think on a practical level, young men and young ladies, you know what I'm saying, that love the Lord, you know, I think we should exemplify Christ in our purity, man, you know, in our modesty. You know what I'm saying? If we're Christians, we're believers, and what kind of image are we presenting? You know, a lot of life is about people's perception of who you are, not really who you are. And if they perceive you, you know, to be something because you, say if you're a female, you wear a lot of low-cut shirts and really high-rising skirts and things like that. And guess what? People, whether it's really who you are or not, people are going to perceive you in that image as something that is potentially loose, some person that maybe just gets around X, Y, Z. And so it's really important that we, you know what I'm saying, we exemplify holiness, man. And I'm not on some, like, ladies need to wear turtleneck stuff and gentlemen need to always be wearing slacks and ties. I'm not on that.
Right.
But I do believe that we should be modest, and we should be people that are, you know, they use wisdom. We don't want to cause our brother or sister to stumble, you know. And a lot of these men, you know, God made us physiologically, visually stimulated. So, you know what I'm saying, we got to be careful what we let the public see. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that our image will reflect something of a godly nature. That's what I'd say.
Man, that's good. Nah, that's what's up. So you think and I'm just trying to make sure I'm saying what you said correctly. You think if we are reflecting Christ, it should show in the clothes that we wear.
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not going to say necessarily, you know, that you won't ever wear, you know what I'm saying, Nike shoes and baggy jeans or whatever. But I would definitely say when it comes to a point of causing another person to maybe fall, stumble, it should affect you, you know, your clothing,
yeah.
You know, on certain levels. And that comes down to two as well, not on being on some legalism, but just being on some out of love. You know, I have a lot, all things are lawful, not all things are profitable. That's what Paul said. So I have a lot of freedoms, but I don't want to allow my freedoms, you know, to cause my brother or sister to stumble. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's where I would say you got to choose that your salvation with fear and trembling before the Lord and carefully examine your life and say, Lord, are there things that grieve you and that you cause my brother to sin? If so, is it really that important for me to indulge? You know, those sorts of things.
That's good. Now, I think that, you know, with what you're saying is very important that the church can grasp this. You know what I'm saying? If you're in Christian hip hop, if you're, you know, doing rock music, it don't matter, but you're part of the body of Christ. We need to understand that our image can actually change people's image of Christians. Do you think that happens a lot in today's world?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I definitely think so. I think people see people that are, you know, some of the vanguard in gospel hip hop and in urban music. And, you know, they see the Kirk Franklin, you know what I'm saying? They see the Yolanda Adams. They
yeah.
see the Lecraes. They see these individuals that are holding the vanguard on a lot of levels. And they definitely shape the perceptions of the non-Christians' understanding of what it is to be a modern-day Christian. And
yeah.
I think that holds a lot of responsibility for us, you know, when we hear in the Gospels, be careful, those of you who are leaders, you know what I'm saying, because if you're going to be held to a higher accountability in the book of James, we need to really, really take that to heart, you know what I mean, and really understand that those of us who are teachers and leaders, and I know a lot of these rappers consider themselves teachers, so we want to make sure that we are living a lifestyle, not on some baloney, you know, false religious, not on some baloney false religion stuff, but on true and pure religion. Like,
I get an
like
amen.
We're called to be purely religious. Like when you look at James, he says, what is pure religion?
Yeah.
Pure religion is taking care of the orphans and the widows and keeping yourself unstained from the ways of this world.
Right.
From this present age. And so how do I go about keeping myself unstained from that? Well, then guess what? You know what I'm saying? If Jersey Shore's on and all these girls is dressing like these girls from Jersey just because they think it's cute, or everybody want to look like Gaga and everybody want to look like Beyonce and this and that, you know, they may have a lot of fashion sense. You know what I'm saying? Some girls might think, oh, it's just cute. But understand the flip side of that is you may be causing a brother to stumble. And it goes both ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be oiled up as an MC all, you know, getting your LL on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's fruitful.
Yeah.
I don't see how it's fruitful, necessarily. You know, and a lot of people may not like that, but that's real. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to do something that's out of our own freedom that may be in and of itself not sinful, but cause another person, put them in a position that can be precarious and cause them to, you know, fall into sin or something like that. So,
yeah.
Those are things I look at, you know. At the same time, we got to choose out our salvation with fear and trembling. You know, look at the scriptures and do our best to represent the image that we find to be biblical.
Dope. So, hey, if you rocking on the mic and you're a Christian, it's all right to be ashy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I do it every now and then.
Every,
you know what I'm saying?
Every now and then?
Yeah, every now and then. I forget to put lotion on or
most
whatever.
Most often.
But it's all good. I make sure I put a little bit on today.
Yeah,
you know
I
saying?
See a little dry spots.
You see a couple dry,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Here.
But hey, the voice said it's all right. So you know how we do it. Hey, man, check it out. The voice, we're going to go to your joint. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some flack for that stuff I just said, but it's all love. We're going to go to your song right here called Pour My Heart Out, man. And this song really displays a lot about you, but tell the people a little bit about what you're trying to pour out, man.
Yeah, man, this is my most vertical and my only worship song in the whole album. Everything else is kind of like narrative and or kind of like just conversational, but this is my vertical worship song. It's just straight, it's a conversation from me to the Lord. Just pouring out my heart and thanking Him for His grace and His mercy. It was the first single off the album. It was my first fruits to the Lord, you know, something to bless God with and just lift Him up before anything else. And so, yeah, it was kind of when I was going through one of the darkest times in my life.
Yeah.
I just really needed to pour out my heart to God. So that's what it's about, man. It was co-produced by me and Sammy Say So. And we worked on this joint together, just something of a song of adoration and praise to God, man.
Okay, man. So let's check this song out. Pour My Heart Out by Voice featuring Melody Dawn and Sammy Say So on Yada Da King Radio. Let's check this out, y'all.
God, I love you. I love you. Yeah. God, I love you. I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you. I love you. You. God, I love you. I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here. I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on. God, I love you, pour my heart out. You're there for me when my soul was wore out. You hold everything together in your right hand, and right in your right hands, right where I am. When I felt like I couldn't take another breath and didn't have an ounce of strength in my soul left, you swooped down from your throne on high and breathed life in my soul and mind. I tell you why, I called on the name of the Lord and you defend me. And ain't no weapon gonna succeed against me. You concerned with everything that affects me. So when I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, you protect me. Yeah, never neglect me, whatever the test be. Man, if God is for me, who can stand up against me? I never been loved quite so intensely. So even if the world detests me, I'ma bless thee. God, I love you, I love you, yeah. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, I love you, you. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on. God, I love you, pour my heart out. You forgave me when my sins were so foul. Came to save me through my past in the sea. Now I see what you see, a perfect child in me. And though I felt like I couldn't do a thing right, I hid your word up in my heart, started believing right. Believing like Romans 8 verse 1, that there ain't no condemnation, those in God's son. I called on the name of the Lord and you forgave me. No temptation to sin gonna enslave me. I got to pick up my cross and die daily. The world think I'm crazy, but God, you amaze me. You're never changing, always be the same. And you don't hold nothing against me, that's amazing. I'm never fazed when others get ashamed. And so even if the world gon' hate me, I'ma praise him. God, I love you, I love you, yeah. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, I love you, you. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out.
Now if it wasn't for the Lord, man, where would I be? Probably doing something I know my mama wouldn't like. Thank God he sent Christ in my life. I got liberty to understand as a man, no longer with the kid in me. Yes, sir, I raised up. I put my praise up and the devil raised up. We dwelling in his love. No gangbang affiliation. Don't be mistaken, we do be truly covered by the blood. Trust me, it's lovely. While lies to say it's not, do away with the sand, man. I found it on the rock. Hoo hot fam bam. Boy, you better be checked. Fruit coming from the roots of your life's tree. Yeah, know what I mean, like yada. My soul knows well and my heart cries Abba. The Father, he put his law in my heart way back when. So I pour it on the daily, homie, here we go again.
God, I love you, I love you, yeah. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, I love you, you. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on. God, I love you, I love you, yeah. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, you. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on.
Gotta pour it out my heart to you. Gotta pour it out my heart to you, 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 you. Gotta pour it out my heart to you. I said I'm pouring out my heart to you, 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 yeah. Gotta pouring out my heart to you. I said I'm pouring out my heart to you, 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 you. Yeah, I'm pouring out my heart to you. I said I'm pouring out my heart to you. Come on.
Yeah. I'm glad you came. Yo, what up, Juice? Let's get it in. Yeah.
see straight.
Welcome to the first time visitors. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Glad you considered us. Hope you're feeling fine. Please do remember us. Keep us on your mind. If you ever need encouragement, keep us on rewind.
This.
You are now gathered around your stereo. Be prepared to witness the death and the burial of the uncool. Mic check 1-2. You are at the scene of a crime like a gumshoe.
Come
where I crucified lust, pride, jealousy, envy, contention, lies. I'm ready for my sentence. Sinless, eternal life through repentance. Solitary confined. You'll find that I'm feeling just fine. Put me on a cell block, hit me with the fine. I am intertwined in the master's peace. I'm created in his image, I'm a master's piece. Hey! Mic check 1-2. Before Christ, I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine. I am his.
His.
And I ain't tryna be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm COOL. If you don't like it, then oh well. Before Christ, I was lame with a limp, lacking, sinking in a ship that had no captain. Overboard to the shore, gasping, asking for the Lord. The allure became passion. Living pure for the practice, giving the cure for the curse. No more living backwards. I'm Matt Stafford, throw for the lion. Not from Motor City, but the city of Zion. I am top choice on his draft board. When he wakes up, the Lord's gotta clap for him. He named me the franchise. He saved me. Now I parade his name to the antis. Jesus, keep him on standby. I'm feeling cool under his rule, renewed with the lamb's mind. Like a landline, you can call him up. He'll take the sinful nature out your heart and ball it up. Hey, mic check 1-2. Before Christ, I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine, I am his.
His.
And I ain't tryna be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm COOL. If you don't like it, then oh well. I'm in the in crowd. Yep. I can't walk with my chin down. Once lost but found under sin's cloud.
Yeah.
I got up like a rebound. I'm in position. Sin can no longer box me out.
Never.
I go the distance, fish for the remnant, giving the definition of light to the dim lit. You can see the Father call him Abba like a limerick. The narrow paths like skinny jeans, only the slim fit.
The slim fit.
You can call me bony. Lost the way to sin by throwing up the old me. By his grace, am I redone? Daily crucified, suicide on rerun till the day that he comes.
Yeah.
Catch me at the head of the class. I am not the tail, I'm the head, never last. And I'll put that on my city. I'll carry the cross till they bury me like Biggie.
Yeah.
Hey. Mic check 1-2. Before Christ, I was so not cool.
Not cool.
But now I yield. I am not mine, I am his.
His.
And I ain't tryna be flashy. If you wanna know about God, just ask
just
me.
Ask me.
Because I'm COOL. If you don't like it, then oh well.
Yo, that song right there was the homie C Straight. So not cool. He's still talking image. But we gonna get it in with the voice, man. Miss Cole, I know you got some questions for the homie.
Oh.
Sure.
So, as we're wrapping up, where can people get this new album that you have out? Where can they view your videos? Let the people know.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Right now, the best place to get my album is on iTunes. So you gotta put in the voice. And then the name of the album, which is Loud and Clear. There's no spaces between Loud and Clear. And there's a pound sign at the beginning, kind of like what you do on Twitter. So pound sign, Loud and Clear, you know what I'm saying? The Voice Hip Hop, or, you know, just Google it. If you put in The Voice Loud and Clear, you're going to find a whole bunch of stuff. You can also get it on Amazon. That's where you can pick up the album. Or you can go straight direct to VineStyleRecords.com and get a hard copy right now. We got a couple distribution deals kind of on the table, but nothing solidified yet. So right now, to get a physical copy is to be at a show or to hit me up at www.vinestyle. That's V as in Victor, VineStyle records.com. And you can go there or just do thevoicehiphop.com. Either one will get you to the same place. We got a store there. It's real dope. I got two videos out, like y'all said. I have Pour My Heart Out.
Yeah.
And I have Thou Art the Christ, and those two joints are on JCTV right now, internationally. They got rotation regularly on there, so be on the lookout. If you have JCTV, which is a TBN network, you get that on your cable or your satellite, you know, you can see Pour My Heart Out, and I think Thou Art the Christ starts this next week. So, yeah, man, it's been a blessing, man. God's been giving us some spins of rotation internationally, and God is just moving, man. It's been a blessing. And, man, thank you so much, Yada, for having us on, you know, the Yada the King fam, you know what I'm saying? And it's just been a blessing, man, to share my heart and to hear y'all, man.
No, that's what's up, man. And you got any last words that you want to share besides those, man, with us, bro? Anything God been telling you to tell the body of Christ, or what's up?
Man, no, just I guess in context, you know, just to go, just flying off what we've been talking about with images, is, man, before we find our identities in being fathers or ministers or pastors or MCs or husbands or wives, man, let us always find our identity in the fact that we are sons and daughters of the King. Because that's the only thing that'll never change. You know what I mean? Like, you may lose your voice, you won't be able to sing. You may lose your family, God forbid, and you won't be a father or a husband, but you will never lose God's love. The Bible says it this way: nothing can separate you from the love of God. And so if you are His dearly beloved, you will always be His daughter, His son, His child. And just abide in Him, man, and let the Lord Jesus bear that fruit in your life, so you can make a dent in this culture for the glory of Jesus Christ, man. That's my heart.
Hey, man, Voice, we want to say thank you for coming on with us, man, and we pray that God continues to allow you guys' ministry to expand and continue to impact the world for Jesus, man.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Anytime, holler at me, man. God bless.
All right, bro. God bless you. Have a great night.
Yes, sir.
That was awesome, man. We got it in with the Voice.
The Voice.
He got to pour his heart out. No pun intended, you know what I'm saying? But he really got to pour his heart out, man. And as he was sharing with us, man, just some of the things that he's really into. And, I mean, he went, as I said earlier, hard body on the topic.
Right, right.
Real good. Real
man
good.
Man of God.
Yeah. Pastor at his church, man. Right. So
praise and worship leader.
Praise and worship leader. Now, I'm still trying to figure
husband,
out, was
dad?
He really the praise and worship leader? Because his wife was saying some stuff in there, and I was like, is he really
she
the
said,
praise and worship leader?
Miss Melanie said he was the praise and worship leader.
Okay, so that's cool.
And he said real talk.
Okay, yeah. See, I was because he was joking with us sometimes, and I was trying to make sure I knew, but it was a great interview. If you weren't in the live stream, you missed a lot, man. We try to encourage y'all to come check us out every Thursday and Sunday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at none other than yada.king.com. Mm-hmm. Actually, it is on some other sites. Our page on thesouth.com, which is like thesouth.com/radio/yada.king. Y'all can go check that out. We just trying to be a platform for the artists that are doing their music in the gospel urban music arena to be able to share their testimony, their ministry, and everything that they're doing. You know what I'm saying? I thought Miss Cole was giving me signs and all that, but
I'm hot.
She was feeling the spirit of God. You know what I'm saying? But yo, go check out The Voice. As Fulfilla said in the live stream, support.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We need the support of the body of Christ. And also, man, if you've been impacted by his ministry, be sure to hit him up. You can check him out at thevoicehiphop.com or vinestylerecords.com. I'm sorry. You can check that out. And that's really what's up. I want to tell y'all, once, you know what I'm saying, right now, we got the deal going on, $40 for advertising deal. It's the NBA playoffs advertising. I say the playoffs payoffs. You know what I'm saying? So we're about to get it in. Miss Cole, who do you think going to win the playoffs, first of all? We always got to ask that.
Not the Lakers.
Okay, so she, as long as she's a, I mean, you got to say a team, though. I mean, dang.
You know, I got to get up on my game. I haven't been watching.
All right.
Who do you feel is going to win?
I'm going to say this. I'm going
to
just.
I don't want to know who you want to win. I want to know
I'm gonna
who
tell,
you feel.
I'm going to give y'all a couple of teams that I think is great in the NBA right now. Now, I just watched the Chicago Bulls game, and a lot of cats are sleeping on the Bulls right now. Derrick Rose is probably going to be the MVP of the league. So, I expect them to make some noise in the playoffs. So, that's, you got the Bulls.
Okay.
The Heat, who just demolished the Celtics today. And the Heat, They're getting
some serious emphasis on that.
Yeah, because I don't like Celtics. Oh, okay. But the Celtics, I don't think they messed up with the trade, so I'm putting it out there. Magic is a team that, you know, they kind of had ups and downs. I really need Dwight Howard to stay focused. That's all I'm going to say. I like the Heat and the Magic to win out to the East. The West Coast, it's Lakers all day. And then, Oklahoma City Thunder is my second favorite team, but they cannot win or I'll be rocking skinny jeans. So I'm not really feeling that.
Please. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Jesus.
Nah. But that's what's up, man. Speaking of some music, Miss Cole is feeling. We got it in with one of the brothers not too long ago called Gifted the Flamethrower.
Yes. Oh, that's, yeah. I like him,
too. I copied you when I said that because you said that on the interview. You was like, Flamethrower. So we're getting it in with one of his songs called The Way. And this song is a powerful song. This ain't the one that Miss Cole do her dance to, but this one is one of them songs where you have to make sure your image is right. And he talks about a whole bunch of scenarios and some of the things that we might want to do, but we got to keep ourselves in check when we representing Christ all day, every day. Y'all know how we do it on Yada the King Radio. Yeah. Let's check this song out.
Yeah. You know, this is just one of them ones right here. Yeah. One of them ones that kind of just punch in your chest. You feel it in your heart. Yeah. And let's see. That dude just blew on me. I can't blow back. Man, the boss took guns, why can't be strapped? Why gotta speak soft when he's screaming and hollering? And why should I hug him? I know it's fake when he's smiling. Why should I apologize when he wrong? Why gotta be a one that's supposed to be strong? Why gotta bite my tongue? I got so much to say. And why it mad if I speak it the right or wrong way? Why I gotta submit this dimness out of nine? Why I can't bat in the mouth this one good time? Why I gotta speak to you and you don't speak to me? And why I can't just choke you right down your seat? Tell me why I gotta take this abuse and I can't click out and give a double portion to you? Why I gotta bow down and I know he a coward? Why I gotta give him sweet when all he give is sour? I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Why I gotta give to him and he don't even say please? Why I gotta do this and gotta do that? Why I can't never get some of this and get some of that? Why I can't get my angry on and show him how I feel? I'm from the streets, hot and things can get real. And washed in the blood. The reason that you can't do it is because the way to the kingdom is through humility. You gotta stay humble on these mean streets. When he won't war, you gotta bring peace. It's not my words, the scripture I speak. The way to the kingdom is through humility. You gotta stay humble on these mean streets. When he won't war, you gotta bring peace. It's not my words, the scripture I speak. Sometimes I go to church, don't feel like raising my hands. Sometimes I'd rather sit and not stand. Sometimes I don't feel like shouting hallelujah or saying excuse me, I just won't walk straight through ya. Why gotta get the fang and you jumped in front of me? Why can't just accelerate, run ya clean off the street? Why when I walk in church, you gotta take off my hat and put my finger up when I walk to the back? And when pastor rebuking me, tell me why I got to listen. It's not my dad that just is staying gentilly. Why I can't call a stupid for giving me cold fries and knock his lights out instead of letting my light shine? Why I got to smile when he mean mugging? And why I got to bless him and it's me that he cussing? Tell me why I got to love him and I know that he hates me. Why I gotta give to you what you done for me lately? Why he get the fighting? I got to pray. Why I can't reach back and go upside his head? Because you know that the humble get the help. And if you endure the pain, there's a blessing in the wealth. The way to the kingdom is through humility. You gotta stay humble on these mean streets. When he won't war, you gotta bring peace. It's not my word, the scripture I speak. The way to the kingdom is through humility. You gotta stay humble on these mean streets. When he won't war, you gotta bring peace. It's not my word, the scripture I speak. Why I gotta make a choice and can't just live? Because you have to choose, stay away or draw near. Why I can't hustle to support my knees? Cause either you gon' love God or love greed. Why I gotta submit and I'm a grown man? Because it's God's will, that's how it's all done. Why when he talking crazy, I gotta bite my tongue? Cause vengeance is the law, the battle's already won. Why I got the love? Stop asking me why. Out of all the broken down, that's the roots to this life. Now you
must decide, following a word of Christ. But let me warn you, without God, you're trapped in the night. Your prisoner dolphins can't even see your destruction. Set it up in your face and you pray and stop the suffering. Now it's all on the table. What you gon' do? I'ma leave you with one final word to choose.
The way to the kingdom is through humility. You gotta stay humble on these mean streets. When it won't war, you gotta bring peace. It's not my word, the scripture I speak.
Yeah, ladies, this sounds like your anthem right here. See, people don't understand. I'm not that same chick.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking riding coach, I'm talking first class. You talking very broke, I'm talking Prada bags. You got that little faith, but you cannot be mad. I balls hard, all courtesy, I'm a dad. He owns 1,000 heels, long as I'm in his wheel. Long as I keep it real, it's time to make the deal. To get these souls fed, cause sin is so dead. So it's time to get the paper, that means more bread. I changed my attitude, I got some work to do. I changed my latitude, I am not mad at you. It boils down to you snooze, you lose. Time out for excuses or crying the blues. Cause my daddy's so good, I gotta boast and brag. That's why I walk up in the place with immaculate swag. High heels posted with the cross on my back. You either love it or you hate it, can't do nothing with that.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking little schemes, I'm talking bigger dreams. I'm talking taking over blocks, using whole teams. 50,000 shepherd kings and shepherd queens. Making moves on point like laser beams. Greater things like you will not believe, that you cannot believe, cause it has not been seen. I ran 100 miles, but I am not fatigued. I play this game to win, just like Monopoly. There ain't no stopping me, cause I'm the old you. In the new mood, I'm the new you. I'ma do me, you can do you. But if I were you, I would do the new you. Baptized in his name, so when you do you, you can keep him in your ear like a Bluetooth. I told your eyes ain't seen or heard. I am not that same chick walking the word.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking so loud, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a few, I'm talking sold out. You talking just a little, I'm talking whole crowds. With my daddy's words coming out my mouth. You talking just buildings, I'm talking seeing clouds. Doing it big with many freaking fire miles. I'm on some hot wings, doing some God things. Trying to pop things, but I am not things. Although I got things, I'm on this rock thing. Time to preach it in the streets on some block things. Pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, and rock fiends. Trying to get a dose of everything the rock brings. I came to rock things, I came to lock things. I came to do it big, Biggie and pop things. For the kingdom now, setting up shop things. You ain't trying to hear me, but it don't stop things.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, that was C-Rob, not the same chick. You know what I'm saying? We made sure God is represented in our walk, in our lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? In our image, which is the topic of today. Image is everything, or is it everything? And Ms. Cole, what do you have to say about that? Do you believe image is everything, or it's not everything?
I believe image is everything when it's pertaining to Christ.
To Christ, okay.
Right. So I think we definitely want to imitate Christ, just mm-hmm. like the voice was talking about.
Yeah.
I completely agree with a lot of stuff that was said today. He was talking about, I didn't even think about wardrobe-wise, you know, our outward appearance. But, of course, you know, it starts with the inward. So when you are new within, it starts to overflow and show on the outside. So mm-hmm. I think it's definitely important for us to carry ourselves as much as Christ like as possible.
Yeah.
Especially because the times that we're in, people in all religions, ages, diversity, whatever, are definitely looking at us, and we definitely want to display what it really means to live and follow Christ.
Man, that's awesome.
That's how I feel about it.
Now let me put a spin on this that we haven't even kind of spun from yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going into the lane. I'm a spin on a defender, leave him, get a wide open layup. You know what I'm saying?
Basketball is all in
I was
on
giving
your
them
right now,
I was giving them an image, okay? Okay. Praise the Lord. But there's the thing that I wanted to say is,
I'm not gonna say that.
Just like for Philip posted in there, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
Right.
Now let's look at the people outside. To the world, our image is everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the way that we conduct ourselves, the way that we show ourselves to people, they're going to say it's their image that they look at.
Right.
Now, if you're doing something that's borderline Christianity, then they're like, yo, I don't know, because his image don't portray that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What basically, the only thing that the world has to look at is our image.
Right.
There's no way that you can hide that.
You
got to
talk about it.
So you have to have a specific image. Mm-hmm. Now, we see certain people and we say, okay, their image shows that they're cocky, or their image shows that they're, you know what I'm saying, they're really humble.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You see that in the image that they have. Now, on the flip side, God don't look at your image on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As Phyllis said, he looks at our hearts.
Right.
So image is everything to the people around us,
mm-hmm.
but with God, our image don't mean anything. Because, see, this is the cold thing about it. People's image can portray something that they're really not.
Right.
Because they do a good job of acting like, mm-hmm. this is who I am.
Right.
But with God, it don't matter how hard you act or how good you act, saved. What matters is your heart towards him.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing that, you know what I'm saying, we got to look at with the image. Our image got to be everything to the world. They got to see who we are in God. That's why there's certain things that the Bible lists for us to show these things, so that the world can see it, like the fruits of the Spirit. Those are things that people need to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, when those are really the fruits of Spirit are evident in our life, God can see them because he sees our heart. But he don't get hung up on, oh man, he got fly clothes on and all that. But as the voice did say, we got to even make sure when you have the image of Christ, you're going to even dress a different way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be, you know what I'm saying, provocative in your dressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you got a question, this is a great test. If you ever got a question and say, is my dress too short, or is my shirt, you know what I'm saying, revealing too much?
Maybe it is.
It is. You know what I'm saying?
You're asking.
If you even got a hint in your questions, you know what I'm saying? If you got to always try to, what is it called?
Justify,
you know what I'm saying, what you're doing, then you're probably doing the wrong thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, let me ask this.
Go ahead, Ms. Cole.
So God looks at our heart.
God looks at our heart.
Right, our inward.
Uh-huh.
But when that is changed, don't you think that should be displayed on the outside?
Definitely. So she's saying, when God changes our image of our heart, is mm-hmm. it going to display outwardly? Of course. There's no way that it won't, because the word of God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
But let's even take that a step further. Not only does it speak, it shows. People's
right.
heart shows. So when you got a good heart, or your heart is to please God, people are going to see that in you, and in the ways that you act, even the things that you, the way that you dress, you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with getting pretty. We're not saying that we're not telling you to be ugly and hopefully you never get married and all. We're not saying that stuff, man.
That's not. God wants you to find
me. Right. He wants you to be the best that you can be. Right. I mean, when you enroll in God's army, that's what you got to do. Be the best that you can be. Look the best, but don't try to take shortcuts to get there. You know what I'm saying? Or don't cut your clothes shorter to try to get there. You know what I'm saying? Right. But that's really what's up. We got some people in the live stream chiming in right now. What did Kingdom 2 Kid just say? He said, here we go. You can look the flyest, the freshest, the sexiest, the cutest, but God will look right past that and into the inside and say, you're not that cute, clean, or fresh, or fly.
I thought she was about to put the preacher voice on. Hey. I was ready.
What did the person say right above them? What did they say?
Let's see here. People put on
a facade.
But once the facade is crap, what will someone see? What will someone see? A good tree bearing fruit or bad?
And that was prayer of hope, man. Yes. So we appreciate that. Boss Lady said, I always like the statement that if you look around your house, what would Jesus be seeing?
Right.
And that's good. You know what I'm saying? And some of those things are if you go to somebody's house, you see a lot of imagery in their house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you come to people's house,
Or you get in their car.
That's right. It's going to be surrounded with who they are.
Right.
That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? And we keep it 100% Christ. It's your boy, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And we out of here. Well, you know what we going to do. We going to yada the king.
I always got to keep my praise unique. Because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the king. Shabbat the king. I yada the king. I yada the king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the Shabbat the King. We out of the King. We out of the King.